A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Thank you, Jesus. There is a pattern of heaven that we have been entrusted with. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do you know most times I come here and I don't know what to say? Huh? And we are not the kind that rehearse what we're going to sing and what. Stick to the word. Stick to it. No. You see it? But now, there's a pattern of heaven that the Lord wants you to catch. Because it's wonderful, it's beautiful, and since day one, the enemy has been fighting it. That's the pattern of dominion. The church has to actually come to the place of dominion. Not these things of stick to the word, stick to the words. I'm telling you the truth. We have got stuck into mere preachings and flip papers and, I see ministers struggle to finish the notes. And it's terrible. It's terrible and it's terrible. Because, therein they miss. Remember when Jesus told them that you search through scriptures and you're looking for him. He actually is out of those scriptures. They were looking at him like this. But actually they couldn't comprehend. Actually, they fought him. Imagine a man accredited of signs, miracles, and wonders. What else do you want? You see? You understand? And if you are looking for Jesus, the book of Acts actually talks about it. If you are looking for Jesus, he was just associated with signs, miracles, and wonders. You give it to us. There was not anything. You get it. See, time comes and you get glued into a certain pattern that produces that. That actually produces that. You have it. Men of Israel, men of Kenya. Men of Kanairo. You understand? Okay, not but okay. Just to mention a few, but not even. They don't want to call it banana. Because we shall eat the banana. So, men of Israel, men of Kenya, the political world, those assistants. Okay. Assistants. Hear this. I wish they could hear. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. You want to be in that pattern of things, because when you miss, when actually you start to walk in a crooked way. Now, crookedness here, I don't mean weaknesses. Because we are way past such thoughts. You understand? You are not a sinner. We sin in many ways. We sin in our thoughts. We sin in whatever. We used to say those things. Because actually, the true grace had not yet, you know, checked in. You understand? Remember when Paul was struggling with some things, and he said, if possible, may this thing go away. The Lord said, no, I'm not taking it out. Because you see, he thought that now the righteousness or the blessing of God depended on what? On those deeds. That if he has not done it, so the Lord will bless him. No, it wasn't actually like that. You understand? I don't want to awaken some demons, but let me what? You see? Hallelujah. 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 There's a pattern of heaven. Once you acknowledge that pattern and where it is, Scripture calls it a path of life. Job saw that day and said, hey, can you imagine actually this day? That actually there were no these things, what? You see, I think it's Job 28. There's that pattern, the pattern of life, the path of life. Job 28. You man, hurry up. Job 28. Where he says that on that that path, no bad. Is that where it starts from? Yes. That path, no bad knows. And you know why it's called, you know, do you know why he's using the analogy of birds? Because you know when birds transcend, when they fly up, they have a clear view. A clearer view. You see, those of you who studied mappings and all that, you see, when you fly above, you can see much of, you know, of these things. And he says that not even a bird, okay, whatever flies, even demons. Yeah? Okay, let me put it like that. Demons. But the day they see you now moving on that path, now all hell is loosed, and then they come against you. That's why when we prophesy, before we prophesy, life is good and life is easy. It seems good and easy, but actually at a low levels, in as far as the agenda of heaven is concerned. Now when we prophesy, now all of a sudden now the devil you see, most of you have actually attested it. Before we prophesied, things are what? So that even some of you have said, I think I was better off not being prophesied to. You understand? All hell, it comes against you. It gangs up against you. Because you see, they want you to move in a contradicting way concerning your health, concerning marriage, concerning all these things, concerning travels. You go and then they deny you a visa. But remember, the prophecy, actually prophecy is the word of God. Must I remind you? Prophecy. Actually prophecy is the true word of God. Some of you are looking for it in heaven. The word. The prophetic is really the word of God, the true word of God. The real word of God. You see? So when we prophesy now, this one comes against you, this one comes. And some of you have been even told things. We see you in those pictures. So you've started following those foolish guys. Well, we always tell them that man, the wisdom of the world is foolishness to him. Imagine collectively with all bunches of technology and what, with all that knowledge, the Lord looks as okay. And still that day, the enemy showed it to Jesus when he showed him the kingdoms of the world. He said, now you see that kingdom of technology, you see. Remember that day? When he took him to the highest peak of the mountain. Now that peak, it wasn't a natural mountain. He showed him how you see. In 2020, what? in 2022, someone will hold a what? An iPhone Pro 12. Okay, some of you have missed it. Even with that, yeah, we will use them, but you see, it's not that. Pastor Sam, have you got it? Have you read the memo? You better come up here. Eh? you understand? So he showed him all that. He said, now you have it. You have it. Said, oh, well, yeah, it's good, but there's something higher. There's another pattern. Eh? Now that pattern, the natural man couldn't get it. The pattern of actually spitting in soil and in mud and in smearing. Yeah? Look, I'm not demeaning some things. Eh? All I'm saying that there is a greater life. There is a greater way of understanding things. And that is the pattern. Let me show it to you. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. Yeah? Pray to mean, you know, not praying. Yeah? But you know these falcons and vultures, they come to, you know, to take. Eh? You see, eh? Call it demons. Eh? You see? So, no falcons eye, actually, it's even here. No falcon's eye has seen it. Can you imagine? There is that path. There is a pattern. We shall see it. Eh? Let me put it clearly. Give me Exodus. Exodus 25. About 40 25 40, he says see. Yeah, you know, looking and seeing are different, eh? You know that, eh? The eyes that look okay, the eyes that see, which one can we begin with? Eh? Which ones are more than the other? There's angaria and ona. Eh? Yeah? Did I get it right? Mr. Peter. Eh? I can't trust this guy with Kiswahili. His Kiswahili ends here at Nakuru here. Eh? Naivasha areas there. Yeah. Eh? So, let's ask the other guy. Eh? You see, eh? Hallelujah. See. Actually, another version says, see to eat. Give me that version. Says, see to eat. Uh-huh. And see to eat that you make them. Whatever. Now, those them is actually everything pertaining to your life. Everything. Can you imagine? He wants you that, yeah? Your health is not deteriorating. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Your health. Your health. And you sit there. Remember, even in the beginning, it says that will I increase the labor pains? So what was happening before? I've got you. Eh? I'm telling you. Eh? You see? Eh? Meaning, in as far as Eve was concerned, she was walking on a certain path, which knew no severe labor pains. I'm saying severe, eh? You see, eh? Well, let me stop there. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. Now, that mountain again, it wasn't really a physical mountain. Though most of you read, I went to Mount Sinai. He went to what? No. Now he climbed the mountain. That was actually what we call a transcendence. Because you see, until you transcend, you can't see some, you know, certain things. Eh? Hmm? I have to transcend to see a certain guy, eh? Bad mouthing him. Eh? I can't see it on that level. I can't. For us to see what is really going on in the judiciary. And you see, it's Katan Kabutanis. You know what Katan Kabutanis means? Eh? It's just beginning. Eh? Katan Kabutanis. We used to watch those movies. Eh? Eh? Those guys are in places. Eh? So the movie is about 10 minutes to, you know, to the end. Eh? And then the guy tells you, it has just started. And then you pay. Man. Real torture, eh? Kung fu, eh? Hallelujah. It is actually, it means a transcendence. You transcend. For you to see a certain pattern concerning your marriage, concerning your relationship. You see that? Eh? There is a pattern you have to catch. Eh? It goes beyond being chucked and what, you know, all that drama. Eh? But thank God also for grace. Eh? The Lord saw that grace, I mean your drama, eh? Your dramatic life of relationships, eh? And marriages and all that. Don't say, Lord, what did I eat? it's not tribalistic. It's not, I'm telling you the truth. Eh? It's patterns. Men have come up today. As I was praying, meditating upon these things, I'm like, man, wait a minute. How did all these worldly systems come in place? Eh? Who put them in place? For example, this I've actually asked myself many, many times, that after 30 days you are given a salary. You see that? Eh? It's a pattern a heathen man put in place. So, you see, eh? The order of the day that the enemy that day showed Jesus. Now you see, I'm very, very organized as well. Eh? After 30 days. Yeah? But also he didn't tell him that at some point they will actually exceed. Eh? Yeah? And then some people are not paid. Okay. Some of you have missed that. Someone here wasn't paid for 2 months. Is what really I'm trying to say here. You understand? This is a pattern. What about your wages increase day by day? You know that some of you actually just sit in the office like this and then the salary comes. It also, there's also another guy out there who is, but actually their salaries are withheld. You see those contradictions, those fluctuations, meaning that a man today, you have to catch on another pattern, the pattern of heaven. You see, somewhere it says, forever, oh Lord. Forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled. That pattern concerning you is settled. You give it to us. We shall come back to this. Forever. I think that's, the Spirit of God in the book of Psalms. Forever, oh Lord. Your word, anything pertaining you, was settled. From where? Heaven. So there's a pattern of heaven, eh? People you have to catch. Eh? How do I start a business and all I see are losses? This is a pattern you have to catch. Eh? Yeah? Must I also say that certain men carry those patterns? Though some men also carry wrong patterns in the disguise of what preaching. keep the Bible. Are you read the Bible? Read the Bible, pray every day. You know that trick has not worked. It's good to read the scriptures. It's good, it's good. You see, eh? But again, if you don't read those scriptures in the spirit, you'll miss out. You see, eh? John 3:16 will forever be John 16 to you, as it said. You see, eh? No any other translation at all. Eh? You see, eh? This is a certain pattern. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Yeah? This is a pattern of you say, I'm getting married. Yeah? And then you don't know where finances come from. You know that actually we don't just say this. Oh, I'm a witness to that. Yeah? I'm a real testimony to, to that. Yeah? Whereby actually your only job is to just appear. Yeah? And this particular man, I told him, no, I'm going to buy the shoes for myself. At least I insisted on the shoes. Eh? Where are you there? Someone this side knows. You see, eh? Can you imagine? Eh? It can happen like that. When you just need to attune yourself with a real pattern that actually does those things. Let me remind you, certain men carry those patterns. And then when you start to walk in that pattern, in that real pattern, all hell will be loosed to come and gang against you. Now, actually, that's when you know. That's a great sign to know that actually you're on the right path. I'm telling you the truth. At least that one I know. You'll be betrayed. You'll be bad mouthed. You'll be all those things. Eh? Certain men actually will leave you. Say, for some reason, they'll be, you know, confused. Eh? Must I also say that you don't need to be understood. Eh? Especially girls, you love being understood. As also you want the other party also to understand what? What? You see, eh? Okay. Let's leave that topic. Eh? Some guys are still hard. Eh? Forever. Oh Lord. Now this was an outcry. Eh? Your word. Whatever was concerning you, eh? You see that? Eh? At some point, you don't actually need to open the scriptures to prove who you are. People just see you as but this guy here, this woman here, and they see a real episode. Then shall they confirm that, indeed, when they look at you, they see settlements. I'm telling you. You see, eh? While they are still arguing whether the Lord can heal, you appear. Healing of what they call great chronic diseases. Eh? You see, eh? Arthritis. You see, eh? Now I'm speaking in the real sense of it. Arthritis. Eh? Now those bones shall not be feeble. The fluids that are not supposed to be in those legs dry up in the name of Jesus. And then a heavenly greasing happens. And then those people start to walk once again in perfect shape in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how we deal with things. Hallelujah. So there's a pattern. Go back to what? Exodus. Hallelujah. He says, no, the other one, the other version. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern. Pattern. Life is lived in patterns. And men, the rest, if you have the right pattern, we shall follow you. Yeah? When some guys have fake patterns and what, yeah, they cling there, you know. Now, that's now the problem. Eh? Continuing doing the same thing, eh? Expecting different results. Now, that's stupidity and foolishness. Eh? You see, eh? There's a guy, I've told you some people, eh? Actually, we were here. Prophet Elvis gave him a prophecy that now your ministry shall be in the east, in the east of the nation, eh? That Greek land. Eh? I think, we are men of the cities. So he missed up the pattern. Eh? Actually, his ministry was actually supposed to, because, you know, east is, that is Imbari, Jinja, whatever. It was actually supposed to eat up Kenya as well. Eh? And then he missed. Today, he cannot even hold a meeting of 20 people. He can't. He's there fighting. Because you see, now I'm telling you things which are in effect. I've seen men go off this pattern, go off the patterns of God that the Lord actually handed them, whether in ministry and all that, and then they start doing their own things. You understand? Okay. You go down. You go down. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle. Yeah? Now, this is the church. Eh? The church of God, which is supposed to be spiritual. Remember what the Lord handed to Peter? He told him that now on this rock, not Peter the rock, on this rock, the rock of revelation. He said, I'll build my church. I'll build my... Who is the first pope? Peter. No, we are not talking about that. No, because what? Who is the pope? Okay. You bring the pope and the spiritual man and then you choose the pope. You see, those two can't. Okay. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven. You see, now he's trying to, you know, to define how those things shall be. You see, eh? But you see, he's telling him, say to it that whatever you build or whatever you do as church, this is the pattern. And he says, make sure you don't bend it. Eh? You see, eh? By the way, you can bend it, yeah, and you get fake results. Eh? Yeah? But you see, give it time. Eh? You will see. You see guys running away from you. Eh? Okay, I'm joking. Eh? I wish you could see what I'm seeing. Thank you, Jesus. Give me Acts. Give me Acts. Acts 26. About verse 18 or 19. Acts. Says, There are four. King Agrippa, eh? Okay, Hitler, eh? Some of you have missed this. Eh? Meaning the most feared guy, eh? In that moment. Say, man. Eh? So this guy knows a certain pattern. And there was no way you could bend him. Say, so you use this word. Now what? If you want bigger numbers, you try to what? Try to, yeah. I don't know that one. Most of the times, even if it's a new person, I know where that person has come from. I know that one. And you like it or not, something is planted within you. Some people, they come here with their religious mindsets and all that. Then we try to, you know, to beat them around. You see, at their game of religion. At least when they go to sleep, they either find us in their dreams, trying to And then some of them, because they miss the interpretations of those things, they say, ah, yeah, that prophet wants to kill me. There was a lady. I read one-on-one somewhere there. He said, prophet, I saw you chasing me with a sword. What does that mean? Funny enough, I told her, I wanted to kill you. Of course, I was joking. But again, I said, because there was something that you carried, which I needed to kill on the inside of you, so that, you see, sometimes for you to get life, you have to die. There are certain things that you have to put to death. You know, now if you lack such interpretations, you might think that, I'm not going to, someday I'm going to come and give you a lollipop. Okay, you lick it. Lollipop, something sweet. At some point, I'm going to come as a lion. How many of us have ever dreamt of God? God, not an angel. God. Pastor Paul, how does God look like? I'm joking. You see, you can intentionally, not really intentionally, but you know something can consume you during the day and all that, even at night and all that. And then when you go to sleep, that thing now comes in certain ways for you to, you know, but you see that is still in the mind. You see, it's the mind that is at work. You see, you cannot intentionally dream of God. Let me also teach you another trick. You can actually intentionally go to sleep and say, I want to dream about this guy. What does he? What does she? Now you've got it. Because I'm tired of being what? Told lies. I want to know. So intentionally, you can actually go there, and then there are certain things that can come to you. But for you to dream about God, it's another different story. It has happened to me once. I yearn for that another day. Imagine he used Portuguese. So I'm like, and I wrote those things down. I woke up, 2018 or 2019, one of the two. Then I'm like, Deus. Deus means God. Then he said some things there. So it took me about 3 months to get the real, you know, the right interpretation. You see, those dreams are not just dreams. Every dreamer has something to tell you. Only that most of you actually dismiss them. You see, now I'm not telling you dreams of husband, what? You ladies. Man of God, deliver me. Is what? Those husband, what? Spiritual husbands. Because again, you are overthinking about that. It's not your life. I don't know where some of you get these things. And you see, because you are consumed by that, and then the thing comes, shoop. And then, you wanted me. There's this particular lady who I think went to a certain prophet. Somewhere along Thika Road there. It's good the family is not here. So, you know, no one will know her. Now I'm telling a story. So, on two occasions that we have met, she still sees the other guy that conned her. Millions. Even when my son told me about prophet, even now I'm looking at you, but now I see him in you. What? I say, okay. You see now, You see how this person is actually messed up. Now that's the hand of the enemy trying to tell them things around. You see, fear all of a sudden crept in, and now fear also became a part of her life. She said, what? Can you imagine 11 a.m.? Of course, when the guy realized that the lady took off, now no more millions. So he said, I'll we shall see each other. I'll come. But you see, that lady allowed the superstition to creep in. That I sleep and then I see him come. Then I asked her, so when you look at me, what do you see? Of course, it will take some time to go. Ah, you see now she where she's actually messed up. You see, wrong patterns. It's the wrong pattern. So he says, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's the heavenly pattern. Because you see, King Agrippa, when you follow the conversation, you know, this was actually a feared man in that area or in that day. That whatever he would say, things, you see, say, now this is a president. He's a king. Say, no, there's another pattern here. There's actually another pattern that I have to follow. And that is actually a heavenly vision. They are men that carry heavenly visions concerning nations, concerning persons, from person to person, but also internationally, accredited of that. And we are here anyway. You see, some of you don't know how to squeeze some of this juice out of some of us. You see, you are just seeing a prophet here. He said auction. He said what? Judicial. Okay. Then he said what? Even yours. You see? And then you miss it. There's a pattern I can see in you. And I see that if you do this, this shall open up. You understand? But you see, you come with stories. You're still clinging to the fallenness of your uncle, of how your uncle treated you, of how the other church conned you, of what? You see? You understand? The King Agrippa, I was not. Can you imagine this guy saying this? I was not disobedient to this vision. And whatever you're telling me, no, there's a certain pattern. You see that? King Agrippa. So this King Agrippa can be a contradiction in your life. They're actually contradictions. Concerning your health, you can choose to flow with what King Agrippa is telling you, or to flow with a heavenly, heavenly vision. What does, you see, again, you can quote as much as you want, that you see, in God all things are what? In what? In God. So in God, what? You can even spend, the entire day chanting that. In God all things are what? Sometimes I meet those people somewhere where I go to pray. And I can tell this one here. There was a lady though. It caught me by surprise. So we are, I didn't know that some people were actually around there, where I was praying. Secluded some place. So I start to pray. I'm not even praying loud, but I'm just picking, some national things, some individual things around. And then this lady came with the Bible. Put it here. With a shuka somewhere like this. And then she came. And then knelt down just before me like this. She didn't say a word. And then afterwards, she walked away. I knew. You see, I knew there was something that she had actually, seen. I knew that. You see this from scripture to scripture. I'm telling you the truth. That men, some of them actually didn't even want to be prayed for. You see, if I touch. So they've actually seen a certain pattern that others don't have. And this pattern, it works. So, just touched. Others can and say, for as long as he looks at me, that's it. You see, for as long as actually he says that, I'm born in November, that's it. All my worries. Can you imagine you can cling to that? And then results, you can see results. There are patterns that bring results. And you know that actually the world is about results. And those results are based on patterns. Patterns! You like it or not? You see, eh? Okay. Patterns. Which pattern are you? Not partner. Pattern. On which pattern are you leading? Are you trading? You see, contradictions shall come when you start to trade on that. Just like it happened in the day of Adam as well. You see, only that he didn't have the grip to actually guard it off. You understand? But you see, you can as well be sucked at your work. Are you still going to cling to that pattern? Say, no, this is it. Actually, is what is really telling this King Agrippa. Remember when he I think traveled, we know when they had a shipwreck. This is a pattern he wants to take to Rome. They reached, give me where it says, that's actually Acts 28. They reached an island called Malta. And then a snake bit him. Boom! You see, actually, it clung to his what? To his arm. And then, so, I says, now when they had escaped, you see, Lord, I feel like my entire life, I struggle from here to there, whatever. When you have the pattern of healing in your hands, actually, the enemy now will want to contradict that by bringing sicknesses and diseases to contradict that pattern. Now I've said it. You are struggling with whatever. You have actually a healing pattern that actually, now the enemy wants to contradict that. Some people here have patterns of great wealth. Great wealth. Now, wealth by wealth, I mean something that you enter and into, and then it is increasing. It goes beyond just being paid 200k a month. Wow, I have money. You see? Okay. There's a pattern we want to follow, musically. And it will cost us. But it's a pattern. It's a great pattern. And indeed, we are planting it slowly by slowly. Before they know it, you see, no matter what, we shall get there. Now for me, I'll charge 700k. Oh, okay. We shall come. Okay. How many of you love our music? Imagine some of you have never even listened to it. Limitless. It's limitless music. It's heavenly. When you try to concentrate on it, you'll actually see. So as you start sojourning, even before this, let's come back to this. There was a pattern Abraham was looking for. I think it's found in Hebrews or something. And then he says that he looked at this pattern. He looked at this. No. He looked at all these patterns that were presented before him. He said, I'm looking for that. You have not got it yet. Become familiar with these scriptures. Said, no. I'm looking for a pattern whose builder and maker is God. You see that? Eh? It's a pattern. He says, for he waited. You see, also there is also waiting. Eh? Yeah? I'll show it to you in the end. Eh? Where it says that, sit here until I make your what? Your enemies. Can you imagine that? Some of you are trading on this pattern. It's catching, it's getting there. And all of a sudden you shop. Let me tell you, I've seen it, guys. And I know the end. What? Calm down. Ronnie, calm down. For he waited for the city which has foundations, patterns, whose builder. You see why? Do you know why we want to cling and tread and walk on the pattern of God? Because even though there are contradictions, actually that pattern of the Lord is what we call a highway. The great, you know, scripture is called, call it an highway. Imagine. Eh? Is that English? Yes, it is. A highway. Because you see, panniers, let me give you the right whatever scenario. Hmm? Remember the highway that brought, scripture talks about it. The highway of the Lord is actually the one that brought the children of Israel from Egypt to where they had to be. There was a highway that actually, even if they were, they encountered seas, there was a way there. I don't know whether you get it. So you shall not actually reach the sea. I think this prophet was a liar. There was actually a way. Because you see, when, let's say, even, try to use this, the right scenarios of this nation, and nations around, even in your home area. Eh? You are using, let's say, a panya, to dodge traffic. If something hinders you or there's an accident around, God forbid, it is not going to be cleared as quickly as it would be on the highway. Now you get it? Please understand this thing spiritually. You see, on that highway, the main highway, because it's the main highway anyway, in that panya, okay, meaning that there are people who take off another route apart from the highway, and then they get stuck there, and then they delay to be what? Rescued. Instead of them actually taking just minutes and what, let's say you are sacked from this car job, and then, you see, instead of following that highway, and say, no, I know the pattern. You use other patterns. And then you take 2 years, jobless. Pray for me. Job. Thank God we sorted up, the job issue, in the beginning. You remember? You see, the highway. It is that highway that brought those children of Israel from Egypt to where they had to go. You want me to say Canaan? Eh? Because you see, for you, that journey stops there at Canaan. Eh? Then you'll actually miss it. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. There's a pattern. Which knows no hindrances. You just have to tread on it. They are contradictions. They could be hindrances, just like they reached the Red Sea and then for some reason they were stuck. You see, but for a moment. And then all of a sudden, that very moment, a way was made there. A way was made. Because it was the right pattern. And thank God they were led of a prophet. Some of you don't know that scripture, eh? It says by a prophet. No. What does it say? By a prophet. He got them up and out of Egypt. And by a prophet. He doesn't say, now, after a prophet, my hand came in. You see? Eh? And he says that by a prophet. the Lord rescued. Do you have it? Yes. By a prophet, the Lord rescued, you know, brought Israel. Israel is you, eh? Out of Israel. No, Israel is there in the Middle East. There, what? You see, eh? You are that Israel. Remember Jacob, eh? Your name changed to Israel. Yeah? Not a sufferer, not a wanderer. Yeah? Now, certain things were settled. Out of Egypt. And by a prophet, you are preserved. Imagine that. Oh, where's Jesus in the picture? Where's Jesus? You see, eh? But who is this Jesus to you? You see, if you separate us from Jesus, then you're in the wrong place. You see, eh? Do you know actually Jesus also came as a prophet? Eh? Yeah? Okay. Take us back to the other scripture. Which scripture were we on? For he waited for the city which has foundations. Yeah? Whose builder and maker is God. Once you start treading on that path, on that pattern, once you catch it, like you're catching it, you see, in the beginning, it may seem vigorous and dirty and, you know, actually that's when even your friends that were giving you 10K a month, eh, leave. Eh? Yeah? Friends, okay, boyfriends. You know some of you lack the interpretation of it. Eh? Can you imagine? I think this prophet has just brought problems to me. Let me go back. You see now you catch one another. And then you start to move around circles. Eh? You see, eh? Year in, year out, you go from this church to the other. What, those things? Places of worship. Eh? Yeah? You know, you guys, let me tell you. I know that some people don't carry that pattern. That one, I know it. There's a pattern you catch on and you are planted. But also, even among us, there could be patterns that are trying to confuse people. They come in a disguise, and I'm telling you, this is the trick of the enemy. Be quick. To discern. At some point, it's okay to go quiet, eh, on them. Eh? It's okay. Because you will not be hammered of what you didn't say. Or what you didn't do. You understand? Eh? There is a pattern. Eh? Okay. Men are patterns. Eh? Eh? If you're looking for that, the paper is there. Draw that pattern. You see, eh? Who's builder and maker? You understand that? Who's builder and maker? Is God that pattern? So then you'll go back into your closets, eh? Not clothes, eh? But into your secret chambers, eh? And then you start to analyze everything about you. Say, this one, does it depict the pattern of God? Is the Lord the maker? Yeah? Or it's Panado that, okay. Panado is good, eh, for, you know, on that level. Eh? You know, again, I don't want to kill you with what? You see, eh? Thank you, Jesus. But for you to catch that pattern, ladies and gentlemen, certain things have to settle in you. Lest we find you on another path looking for that pattern. Eh? Eh? Politicians have actually sought that pattern. Eh? No wonder they dish this thing. What? You know, they do a lot of things. Eh? I saw a meeting. Eh? Who comes from home? Okay. Homabe. That place, Homabe. Homabe is Homabe. Say it. Homabe. Now when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta. Imagine you escaped this thing and what? You know, you've actually found people who say that my life has been, you know, everything that I've been getting has been through hardships. You understand? Now, you see, you are going to exalt hardships and then you miss the hand of God. You know, some of you, it's quite hard to remove the Egyptianness in you. I'm telling you the truth. However much we do this and that, you see, you still go back and pray the same way. Hey, God! You see, now that's not God. You are using a wrong pattern and a wrong path to approach Him. But who is this God to you anyway? Aren't you His child? He says, come to me in boldness so that you can attain mercy. The trick is, the approach has been always wrong, because you imagine God with a matchbox in His left hand and with a matchstick in His right hand, ready to choma you shui and eat you for nyama choma. It's not that. Statements like, you know, sinners in the hands of an angry God. Then preachings come in a disguise, repent, repent. But you see, that's not the message. Repent, God is coming back again. What? Choma you with fire, what? You know, if you are His child, you are past fires burning you. You get it. You definitely qualify. You are just fired by just that. Can you imagine? So you cannot be living in a, you know, with the what? With the consciousness of sin. Mark my words. Consciousness of sin. You are too... Yeah. You see? It's not looking at you like that. The day you realize that His mercies, you can easily attain them, you'll wake up. You know, someone says, awake, awake, Zion. You know why he's saying that? Because some guy is sleeping. Actually, even a poor way of praying. You actually are asleep. You are walking on a wrong path. Wrong pattern. Yeah, in, yeah, out. You see it? And let me tell you also the danger. Listen to this very, very carefully. Some of you are still clinging to the old way. Eh? Or to those first statements that the first pastor who introduced you to salvation said to you. But you see, that was a starter. You've actually gone to these, let me tell you, I was not used to starters years ago. Eh? So you went for this wedding and man, I said, guys are what? Carrying some saucers, what, small plates, and I'm like, hey, this guy's mad. So I powered. Yesu Christo. Mwadhani Jesu. Twice. Even in London, eh? Around 2011 there. So man, I didn't know these things. Again, you see now the Egyptianness in me. Village. They are deep down. We are not going to mention villages here. We shall go. Shags, we are not. You see, because it's so easy to bring you out of that village, bring you in Kanairo style, but again, you're still thinking, Nyeri like. Okay. Did I mention it? Okay. Okay, Homa Bay. Okay, Kisumu. There's something very dangerous I saw on that side. I think we mentioned it somehow here at some point. It's about... No, but it's in control. You see. So, man, I see guys, what? Small plates and man. Those of you who are trying to go to London, UK, remember that, how many of us have been there? UK. You've been, Tea is actually not tea. Tea is actually real food. You see, I've told you. So you know the word. You see? So whoever was coming with a small saucer, they would not come back. Me, I went about 3 rounds. Like, these guys are joking. And now the main course came. Why? Bam, Now, man, I didn't know where to put it. Man, cuckoo, what? Those things came, man. I'm like, wait a minute. Feed myself with soup and bread, what? I can't forget that day. I missed the pattern. I walked on the wrong path. And then they didn't alert me. Maybe they thought, man, this guy is what? This guy is hungry. And you know, Muzungu, some of you that have been there, it's like, oh, he loves my food. Kumbe, you are missing the button here. You see, some of you will go there. But Pastor Paul, don't say I didn't tell you. You've read the memo. You see, so just like I was saying, that some of us are still clinging to that very, very fast pattern that you were introduced to. Yes, it worked for that moment, and the Lord desired that because you are catching it for the first time, have that. You get it. You understand. But you see, He didn't design you just to stay there. For me, my mother's Pentecostal Motherland Church. And then you stay there. Then you forget that actually you are for the nations. You understand? I'll tell you my real story. Certain things were said to me in the year 2016. Some of you have actually, on many occasions I've watched that. You see, and some of you even have it. You get to be reminded of what we are and how we came to be here. We shall increase. In all ways, increase. You see, because we are not made to be stagnant and what and stuck. You see? So, there are certain signs I wanted to see. Because somewhere he says that, wait for a moment. No, he says that, when you answer that phone call, it will begin to open a way for you into a more profound music ministry. Then I was in Juba. Who comes? You know, most of you know Tess. So Tess is in choir that I was actually leading because I was the worship leader for that place. For this particular day, again, don't joke with the prophetic. When you meet her, she will actually tell you. I looked at her, come off the stairs, because, you know, the choir would stand on stairs at some point. So then she sits somewhere, and you know the church is done for, you know, the first service, because there were two. So actually the second one is done. So I tell her, I see you in Dubai in a green room. She gave me a heavy slap around here. Heavy, bah! So I'm like, ah, God, if prophesying comes with, is accompanied by heavy slaps, I quit. I didn't feel good about it. I said, ah! Holy hands laying, bam! But again, I could see her expression. She took about a minute in wonder. You understand? And then she discloses to me that that trip, even her family, she didn't tell. She didn't tell anyone. Now, when she was, ushered in at the reception, blah, blah, blah. So she was asked, see, you know, we have green rooms, we have white, we have what? She said, give me a green room. You see, how exactly the prophetic can be. You see, you see a guy that is trying to badmouth, he's your great friend. Now don't sack him, don't call him off. He's just acting humanly to win some favors here and there. Because they think that you are what? You are diligent and you are loved and what? So why not me? Can you imagine what disturbs humans? Can you imagine that? Jealousy at its best. Please leave those things. Even you girls, please leave those things to fellow, you know, I mean not fellow, but mere humans. Mere men, we call them mere men. They are thrones here to partake and occupy. I'll show it to you. You see? But again, time is wasted in just getting angry for nothing. Imagine you spend a whole day, and you know, for the moment the devil realizes that Yonani kicks off quickly, he will actually bring, trigger certain things to put you in a corner, and you remain like that for a full month, for a full year. You are still clinging to that Jesus. The person actually you got annoyed about is actually in there, whatever, at cafe, taking what? Cappuccino, Some of you don't know at cafe. What's that? Where is that? At cafe. Sometimes they have good coffee, so it's okay to go there and treat yourself, man. You're there passing by. Someday. Even when you have the guys here, see, they know this is for school fees, you go. A time has to come when you have to liberate yourself. I told some people here, I used to love it on weddings and what, birthdays and what, guys cutting cake, but you see what would hurt me? That man, I would be given small pieces. You see, I still want, but now, no, we finished this side, so now this. Even if you stretch the hand, God. You see? You know what I did? I had a fridge. I went and actually bought a whole crate of soda. Went to the supermarket, bought that whole guy. The cake. Put them both there. So my joy would be when I open like this, and then I'm removing one bottle, and then you know that noise. I would feel so good, man. Some of you have to do that. And it's not costly. Stock it. Put it there. Even if you don't have a fridge, buy a basin, put water, put those guys there. At least there we shall know a right path. Hey. As you remove bottles, man, they make certain noise. Can you do it? You see? And you pray and eat. You say, eat, eat. Eat. You see that? Where were we? You guys are good at diverting. You divert us most times. Where were we? Okay. Mchungaji. Thank you, Jesus. In what? A green room. How did we even reach there? So, again, patterns. I knew that when this man said certain things upon me, I knew this was the right path. Because he found me, my mind was dingy. I was actually, quite tormented with patterns and paths and what. Just there, at the crossroads. You see, where to go, this and what, all those these other things. You see, So he said, when you answer that phone call, it will begin to prepare a way for you into a more profound music ministry. Then I, good enough, I would actually revise that prophecy almost every week. I still do it today so that I don't miss any detail of it. So it's important actually you do it. And then make sure that it's not religion. But you, like, what did he say here? What did he say? Oh, he said, okay. So when I saw Tess, Tess said that, hey, your music is good. Of course, long story short, we shared this and whatever. He said, your music is good. Why don't you bring it to what? Why don't you come to what? To Kenya and record it in a better what? In a better what? Studio. That's why in this nation we look for the best. So when we call upon you to be a part of it, they'll say, that money, all that. Then you've missed actually the pattern. Money to scare you, you see. Now what if you see an angel? You see. Some angels actually are very, very fierce creatures. Actually, they are fierce. So when she said that, very quickly, I went to the main pastor and told him, end of this year, December there, I'll go. No, but you see, we were planning also to start paying you and what, to put you on a payroll. I said, no, that's not my money. It's someone else's money. So you can actually, you see, do you know that was actually the real devil? Do you get it? I knew that actually this is not it. So I had to go. Because then, he said, when you answer that phone call, it will begin to prepare. I knew it, so I was waiting for that. But I didn't know how it would unfold. The day I saw that, I said, this is a pattern whose builder and maker is God. So I quit. Then I asked some guy, are you following me? Some guy this side. We shall not look there. So, you see? And then remember what the guy said. That man Ronnie is a bad guy because he stole my wife. You see now the church is still there. Fighting for who belongs to me, who doesn't. You understand? Can you imagine? See another pastor actually told me, You are stealing my people. You are telling them what? In this nation. And I'm like, Jesus. So this guy is actually just into that. Stealing his people. And actually some of them, I didn't even call them to be here. But when he saw one, two, three, and then actually it would be just sometimes 15 people. Where? At Norwich Union. Some of you have actually been there. For funeral what? funeral meetings. In those small dingy what? You guys know it. Some of you don't know that actually some of those rooms would be full, and I'd actually pray in the washrooms because there was no better place for me to prepare. You see, you get it, your preparation is good. So this particular guy, actually, I remember he used to play the guitar, Tess is singing, and some lady who was just there home, she comes and just sits there like this. Sometimes you doze off. So Tess had invited a certain guy to come, and this is so powerful, man. You come, what? So this guy comes and 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Eh? So now he comes to the what? To the washroom. I'm there. We lift up our eyes. And then he goes and tells this Tess, says, is that the prophet who's praying in the toilet? You see, you need to know some of these things so that you appreciate that your coming here is not in vain. I want you to catch it. You guys, I want you to catch it. So for me, it took anything and everything that was at my disposal for me to use. You see, sometimes we didn't even have transport. Can I tell you, he's my witness, at some point, we don't have money. Okay. But I have to go to a certain church to minister. Normally it would happen every Thursday. There in Ruiru, Kiwongoro. So I used to stay in Toll Station, deep down there. Muchungaji here knows. So I would say, sometimes when I didn't have it, I say, now I have the strength. The Lord has given me strength here. I would walk. Sometimes we used to minister. We used to be a part of the choir there in Lovington, Nairobi Chapel, Lovington. We used to be there Friday, Saturday, na Sunday. Saturday for practices and Sunday. And no money. Say, okay. I'm going to go into this matter too. So we walk up to Kimbo there. So enter the matatu with no money. Somewhere you reach, somewhere there, Mudaiga. Say, hey, who is the word? Oh, at some point, now this one, I did it many, many, many times. You see, the matatus that go to Lovington at commercial there. And you know, Sunday, you see, so I would come. Then the moment you enter, you find actually a Lovington person. Sometimes I didn't even know them. You know, sometimes it's him. Sometimes what is? By the way, today I'll pay for you. Until now, this lady said, every time we come here and by chance we happen to be whatever, I'll be paying. Said, hey, okay. But of course, you said I didn't misuse it. I say whatever, wherever. On many, many occasions. So some of you, you don't have 50 bob and you cry. You think God has left you. God, where are you? He's there actually. Only that this pattern, you don't know how to jump out of it. The wrong pattern. That contradiction. Oh, I don't have whatever. The Lord has given me strength. You see, the physical strength, I'll use actually that. Sometimes you walk and you are there and you don't know even how you've reached there. You see? Thank you, Jesus. That acts. Yeah, it's here. And the natives showed us unusual kindness. But you see, you stick to this pattern. Somehow, kind people come. Somehow. Remember when he said that he had set up men in Macedonia. So you cannot fear to go to America because you have no one there. What? I have no friend there. No, the Lord has actually set men there. You just need to wake up if you are supposed to go there. And again, don't say, ah, now I'll miss fellowship. No. Go if you have to go. If you have to go. There are people who have gone there by what those means and what. For they kindled a fire and made us all welcome. Can you imagine? They make you feel warm. That's actually what that statement means. They make you feel warm. They feed you. They make you feel at home. You see, you read actually the previous whatever, verses. Man, it was terrific. It was epic for Paul. Remember, still he's been bound. Can you imagine? For the rest of the prisoners, we can lose, but not this guy. For some reason, you become a target. The real, real target. Now, when they start to come and what hit you with this and what, most of you just end up crying, and then you leave this pattern. You see? So he says that, for the kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. Until today, that island is still actually there. It's very cold, that island, Malta. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, when you start on this path, when you start sojourning, what happens? And laid them on the fire. You are all fired up for the Lord. A viper. Okay, a landlord. Banner. Good. You see? A viper came out because of the heat. Now you see what attracts them? Do you know what attracts them to come against you? Is the fire of the Lord. I've said that revelation. I want you guys to catch it. What attracts the devil to come is actually the fire that is really burning on the side of you. Now, when you set it out, he comes. Say, aha! You think I can't put that fire off? Yeah, you see, you think you are burning that one. You think you are the best employee of the hour. You see, he starts to, bring this and what? Even men that you thought were for you. You understand? Now that's actually what it really means. It wants to put off that fire so that you are not burning for the Lord, so that you don't actually bring any glory. Because when he sees men, he wants to see them messed up all the time and any day, anytime, anywhere. You see that? Came out because of the heat. You are heated up and fastened on his hand. Wants to put off the hand of God that is actually upon you. No. To stick actually to the other whatever. Go down. So when the natives saw the creature hanging. Let me not say this statement. Hanging from his hand. They said, you see now how they start to call you off? They said, when they see you, you are out of work for a year. No wonder. I think that family is bewitched. I think they carry a curse. She comes from where? Kiambu. She divorced a man. That's why. What about for you in Nyeri? Okay, Kirinyaga. When I said Kirinyaga, some things I saw. So, no doubt, you see, this man or this woman is a murderer. And remember, Paul, you see, they were not lying. Paul had a history of murdering people. You see that? No wonder. Anyway, this is where his destiny ends. You see how? So you either listen to them, because that's their pattern of saying things. But now Paul had caught a certain pattern here. There's no way you could divert him. Very quickly as we end. So he says that whom, though he has escaped, though he has been promoted for a week, only to be demoted because he stole the money, Though he escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to leave. Go down. But he shook off. You see here? You see this thing also in what? In Isaiah 52. Shake off the dust. Shake off that language. Shake off that negative language. Yeah? There's a pattern here. People don't want you to miss it. Yeah? But he shook off the creature. Yeah? Whatever the enemy had actually orchestrated to bring through some people and what. Said, no. That's not it. He switched off that channel. Said, no. This is not it. So he put it now into the fire. Because you see, the fire of God is a consuming fire. In two ways. It can consume you for goodness, but also it can consume you. You know, consumes his enemies. You see, he uses the fire to consume his enemies. Those enemies are about you. You see, by the way, enemies are part of the deal. Take away my enemies. He will not take them away. Scripture says, he wants to prepare a table. When you are eating and promoted and getting increased and all that, when they are looking like this. Actually, that's what it means. A mesa full of what? Buffet and all that. You are eating and they are looking like this. He prepares a table before my enemies. Hallelujah. You get it? So do take away my enemies. No. Some of them actually are there to strengthen you. To see how far we, to see whether your ministry can stand. Okay, that one I will leave it there. Let us see. Today, how many people? Yeah, I see the pictures. But they are increasing. But don't you think that this guy is using juju? Voodoo? You see? By the way, even fellow brethren. Because you see, an enemy will always be within. Remember that story of China? The Great Wall of China? The enemy entered the Great Wall of China. How did they enter? They used the guards on those gates. And then the enemy actually penetrated through. It was a great wall so that you couldn't actually, you know, penetrate it, even actually climbing it. You couldn't. But you see, they used the guys. The enemy will not look for a guy outside. He looks from within. And then starts to intoxicate you. All of a sudden, you look at the prophet with anger and what? Say, what did we do with this guy? Now, do you know what we do? Say, forgive this. These are human guys. At some point, actually, not at some point, I really don't have time for haters. You see that? We don't have that time. We don't. We shall flourish at their sight like this. We shall eat and drink when they are. But yeah, because you see, that has to draw them. It says that it is the goodness of the Lord that draws men to repentance. Not the badness, not the rumor monger, not the whatever. It's the goodness of the Lord until they see you eat. Actually, you have to eat and then the kiwaru grows. The kiwaru from now grows from here to what? I don't know. But also, it's so easy to vomit it out because that's pride. Vomit it out and then you flow with the right pattern. Because we have seen that this is the real building block. This is the real stone. We hope men don't reject it. We are hoping. You remember that stone? You understand? But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. Now that's the way. That's the pattern on how to deal with such things. Then he says, go down. However, lakini, they were expecting that he would swell up. You guys, you know, to swell up is also to cry. To cry over nothing. After today, We don't expect you to hold pillows and start crying. Okay. Lakini, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. You see, eh? We told people, we shall have the music hub. You like it? The devil likes it or not? Eh? We shall have our place. Eh? We shall actually start buying off some things here. Eh? You know this place is auctioned. Eh? Do you know why they are being auctioned? Eh? Justin, they are waiting for you to wake up and say, now I want to buy it. Actually, that's why. Eh? You remember that prophecy? Eh? Then I told it to a certain lady and they missed it. Actually, that space left us. Because all we are, do you know what we are looking at? Because the enemy actually struck with this corona thing and all eyes were on corona. Masks and what? Eh? And we missed it. Yet actually, the other side, the Lord say, the voice of the Lord cried out in the wilderness, come and buy of these things. Come and buy of this what? Come and buy of this hotel and this building and what? Because they are being auctioned. And then, he said, corona, hey. You see, and we kept on, telling people that this thing is demonic and all that. It shall not kill you. We actually recorded that album in corona. You see, because you go beyond. So we had a choice either to, to bring the blanket of corona cover. You see, but you see, the Lord wanted us to take advantage during that what? Corona period. But you see, children of God, actually they were the first ones to. Now, when the streets were cleared, now the heathen man started to walk freely. You see, this is the church. And in that thing, I came and said, you're going to see auction, this auction. No one got it. No one. I'm telling you, no one got it. It still actually hurts me. And it's one of those big torments. So this chance, because again, so we don't have money. This corona, what? Don't you see what corona is, whatever? It's one of those biggest torments of my life. I'm telling you, because we didn't take advantage of that. Actually, if I expected that people in that day, I think we're even here. Eh? Were we here or what? Eh? You see, so I expected that limitless members come together and say, now for you, how much do you have? Now I can actually sell the other kalan. Oh, let's take off this. All we saw is corona. You see, because there's that corporateness that actually wrote. And because the church lacks it, you know why it lacks it? Because you are into this one is what, jealousy, what? You see, this one talked ill about me, especially girls. I have to say these things because you see, that's how you waste a lot of time. And then certain things are not redeemable. Certain times are not redeemable. By the time actually you want to redeem them, it would take you a whole year, 2 years, 5 years to redeem it. Because when it came, nothing actually really happened. And you see, the auctioning is still going on. It didn't stop in 2020. It's still actually going on. And I told you, you'll see that one. And I saw it. Anyway, I saw it. Meaning, children of God, take advantage of this, take advantage of that. But now, we don't have money. 2 billion. You see, eh? You see, eh? As God will say, scripture that will really wake you up. He says, if you fear what? Will you be able to? Who knows that scripture? Okay. Okay, if you fear. Let's go back to this. However, they were expecting that he would swell up, blah, 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 blah. And then he said, but after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm, yeah? Sprouting and blossoming and what? They gave up. So, what? I think this guy came for us. You know, there are some guys who are praying that we fall, eh? Or that we don't attend here. It is how much? It is 30K they pay every week. Where will they get it? That's why we pay. For us to come here. And you see, I told them and what, some guys, that prepare for hard things. I am tempted to say certain things and certain names. But time and, you know, but after they had looked for a long time, and long time, not just time and what, long time, and saw no harm to come to him, come to him, they changed their minds. And they said that he was a god. You see, eh? But you remember how the story. Do you know why I'm laughing? Go down. In that region, there was an estate. Garden estate, okay, I'm joking. Of the leading citizen of the island. Okay. Who has got the memo? Okay. Muchungaji, you've not got it. Have you got it? Garden estate of the main citizen of the land. Again, you guys are slow to pick these things. Okay. Whose name? Eh? Was that guy? But now this guy also. Who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. Imagine. Talk about eating and drinking. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and that thing. Paul went, remember this, now he told it was his friend. Paul went, not Pastor Poe. Paul went into him and prayed. And he laid hands on him and healed him. Do you know what he used to heal? Pattern. He had a choice to actually give up on that pattern when the snake, climbed on him, and when they said these things, when they called him off. He had that choice. He said, there's a pattern here. Then he says, so when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and we are healed. Even the jealous guys. After now, your name being translated into God. That is a God. Okay. He's rich. Before it was poor. The God was. Now the name is switching. From unmarried to married. And that shall actually be, a lot among us. I'm saying from unmarried to married, the name just changes. Like that. You see, from walking to driving, it is as simple as that. Material things. Okay, you leave us with our cars. You know, some of you are so religious. Okay, you are being translated now. They also honored, can you imagine? They honored us with men in many ways. You see? And when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. Can you imagine this? But remember, you have to stick. Very, very quickly. I know some of you have to go and cook for your husbands. Some of you actually, your boyfriends have opened the doors and the vent and you are not coming. Looking, what? Calling. Someone was called here. Yeah, give me Psalm 110, verse 1. He says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Now, this is the way you actually walk on that path. You are determined. You get stand. You are stand. Not Satan. You are stand. I'm saying not Satan. To be stand is you are determined. Say no. You see, he told me to sit here. Now to sit there, not just you sit there. What? No. You are actually observing some things, as well as also doing certain things in that line. You get it? You are doing certain things in that line, in line of that pattern. Not just sit there. Sit here. You see? At my right hand. And you know, at the right hand, nothing can touch you. Because it's called the right hand. Okay, right hand man. You see, he doesn't say, and then Jesus is seated on the right hand side. Said, seated at the right hand. He doesn't say side. Because then you also now imagine your religious things, the Holy Spirit standing, seated on the left hand. And then some guy with a beard, what? He's old. He's just what? That one has sinned. Just slap him. That one has... No. You see, sit at my right hand. He says the place of authority. Who is actually Jesus? You get it? Sit at my right hand. So you see where your pattern is? Christ, the anointing. Sit at my right hand. The Lord said to my Lord. Now you get it? The Lord said to my Lord, sit here. Don't move an inch. Now when he moved, this is Adam. He was hammered. All of a sudden, he thought he didn't have money. He was stripped. He said, I'm naked. You see? Because actually, and you see a lot of those things. Someday, the prophet Samuel told, Saul, don't sacrifice. And then the guy went on to sacrifice. Said, no, you don't. Then he missed it. Actually, that day, scripture says, the Lord rejected the guy. Then another time came in, he had still another opportunity. But remember, he was still a king. He was still the president. Building hospitals and roads and... But in as far as the Lord was concerned, his pattern, nothing. Amapoteya, pew! Nothing. You got lost. You see? There are presidents in this world. They are constructing this, and most of you actually want even to go to their countries. But in as far as the agenda of the Lord is concerned, nothing. Now I'm talking about patterns. Patterns. Okay, not Putin. Patterns. You see? Can you imagine this? Till I make your enemies what? He didn't say his. He says yours. You understand? And actually, how does it happen? They have to come and look at you in amazement. Wameshanga. Say, wow. Remember, Paul, names changed all of a sudden. It's as simple as that. You guys need to understand patterns and stick there. And stick there. You see? You sit here. Hallelujah. Now, because of time, just get up. Thank you, Jesus. Masira karambra masira ndezara mbara masara. rembra masira rembra marabore barabara masarande zara marama. Nothing about you. Nothing about you I'm saying. I want you guys to take such moments seriously. Eh? Some of you are just you see, eh? Such moments are so serious, and actually a lot of us actually miss out on them. Eh? The Spirit of God tells you, the Spirit of God says that what was meant to be scattered, they actually meant to scatter you, eh? By words, by happenings and deeds. There is an amendment.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is that mending. There is a lot of being put things together here. Eh? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for scattering, you are being brought back home.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where you shall experience his true grace and love. Where you walk in greatness and mercies and love. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's business, whether it's family and marriage, relationships, in the name of Jesus. Even you who thought that that relationship was actually getting, it was splitting and, going wayward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboama. Purpose? To follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory.